Nachos chapter 11, Mishnah 4. Kol ha-menachos yesh ben ma'aseh kli bifnim. So all melochas with the mincha offering, which were done inside, had to be done in a kli, had to be done in a service vessel. So if the melocha was done inside, it was done in a service vessel. Da'en ben ma'aseh kli b'chutz. But if it was done outside, then it didn't have to be done in a service vessel. That was a principle. Keitzad, shtei ha-lechem arkan shiva. So now how do the loaves and that work? The two loaves and the showbread, how do they work, how they're made, etc. So shtei lechem arkan shiva, the two loaves that were brought for the Shavuot offering, rachban arba, their width was four, right? Four, so now over here he's talking about four tvachim, which the Karti brings, and then tefach is between 8 and 10 centimeters. He says it's about 37 centimeters, so that's about 9, huh? He's using about an average there. So the width of it was about 37 centimeters. And, I missed out a thing there. Shtalechem arkan shiva. Their length was 7 and their width was 4. So their length was about 65 centimeters long, he brings, and the width about 37. That's quite big, eh? Big, eh? It's like a big bread, eh?
65 centimeters must be like that.
Yeah, it's quite a big bread. Vakunasayim arba etzbas. And on their corners, they had like horns that were four fingers. So there's a bit of a machlokas as to exactly what these horns were. And the Karti brings two opinions. According to Rashi, there was like a horn-like hump of dough, he says, on each corner. So on each corner, there was like a little horn of dough that was four fingers high. But according to the Rambam, this meant their heart, that each the heart of the cake was four fingers. So a different interpretation of what this clause in the Mishnah means. That at the corners they had, it was four fingers high. Lechem apanim, the showbreads on the other hand, arka asara v'rachbo chemisha. Their length was 10 and their width was 5. So they were even bigger.
No, 10 what? That was 10, you said.
10 handbreads. Yeah, so 90. They were 90. What's like 90? Like that?
Yeah. No, it's three.
Like 90, yeah.
30 centimeters.
Yeah, and their width was, let's say, 50, just for ease of. Yeah, very big. The showbreads were big things. The kanasav sheva etzbas, and on their corners they had seven horns of seven fingers. So that's again the machlokas, whether they had actual horns on the corners or whether that was what it was, seven high. Rabbi Yehuda said shelo tita, to in order to remember this, zadad yahaz, that was the measurements, because zadad is 7, 4, 4, that was the two loaves, and yahaz was 10, 5, and 7. That was a mnemonic. Okay. Ben Zoim Omer, he said, Venasati ala shulchan lechem panim lefana tamid. This pasuk in Shmos, which says, and you shall set upon the table lechem panim, showbread, before me always. So he says, Shia lo panim. We see that it's got to have faces. Let it have faces. That's what he learns out. Because it says lechem apanim, so Ben Zoim learns that it's got to have many faces, meaning many parallel walls to the showbread. That's the structure of how the showbread works.